caution. The following may contain non-politically correct language. Tongue twister. Non-politically correct language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Well, if you're ready for beautiful, natural-looking, easy-to-apply nails, three-colored in seven luscious hues, just...
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
Oh, goddamn hacker, that second-hand knife that asshole's cutting.
The movement was begun 8 months ago by a small group of scientists who discovered, quite by accident, the signals being sent through...
Sick. The moral decay is sick. This POS here says, oh yeah, I'm gonna get paid a lot of money after I get ran through by 100 guys. You sick son of a bitch. In one day. Sick. Sick son of a bitch. You disgust me. Klaus Schwab, come get your useless eaters. Here's another one I found for you. I don't know why it's so hard for the World Economic Forum's Klaus Schwab, to round up all these damn useless eaters. There's plenty of them. It just ain't me and it just ain't you out there. We're not the useless eaters. It's bitches like this. Klaus Schwab, here's your useless eater. Come get her.
I don't regret it. That's my message to them.
I'm Millie Follett and today I'm getting ran through by 100 guys.
You're bragging about that, you slut.
Do we think we're going to get 200 today?
Yeah. I'm not leaving without it.
You're sick.
You made headlines like none other. I believe it was back in December.
Fucking degenerate.
And you know why. You know, we had the big old headline, 101 men in one day. And everyone was
That's nothing to brag about. These bitches are bragging like this is good. This is disgusting. Not only that, doesn't E! News, what time does that go on? What, 4 o'clock? Right after kids get home from school? What if they turn this shit on? Mommy, what does ran through mean? Why are they talking about that, Mommy? What does that mean? So then Mommy has to explain to them, has some splaining to do. This is shit we never dreamt of ever seeing on TV when we were growing up. But now all this Sodom and Gomorrah shit is being promoted. It's being celebrated. Oh my God. I mean... Jesus can't come back soon enough. Why are you tarrying, Jesus? Come, Lord Jesus, right now. Sick of these damn demons. You're actually proud and you're promoting... Well, of course, this is Heliweird. This is the Heliweird type, where they promote Sodom and Gomorrah fagala, men thinking that they're women, parading around naked in the damn street during the faggot parades, and you got parents bringing their kids to these parades. You sick, evil, twisted son of a bitches, there is a special place in hell for you. Hell cannot come too soon, too quick for these bitches. Look at this.
No. What made you want to embark on such a journey, Lily?
Because she's a slut.
I wanted to do it for some kind of new content, something quite creative. I thought.
Why don't you talk about the LA fires, bitch? You want to create content, there's plenty of material out there. Why don't you talk about the New World Order? Why don't you do some research? Talk about chemtrails, anything. Talk about how they want to price us out of beef very soon. $30 a pound for beef coming soon if they have their way. Because, I don't want to get into that, but, you know, bird flu bullshit. Farmers selling their cows because they don't want the bastard government to go on their farms and diagnose their cows with bullshit bird flu. So they're selling them to the slaughterhouses. And then, it takes a while to raise a cow. So beef is going to go through the roof. Why don't you talk about that? There's plenty of things to talk about. Talk about CERN. Talk about the Vatican opening up the portals, supposedly. There's a lot of stuff you can talk about, but this, you're going to go and get ran through, whatever the fuck that means. I guess a lot of, I don't even want to get into what it could, it's just disgusting, in your mouth, in every orifice, you sick, perverted, disgusting, you disgust me, I don't know what disgusts me more, these damn sex robots which make my spirit go inside out, that's how revolting they are, or is it bitches like this, you're bragging about, oh, I just had to make content, seriously? Unbelievable, man.
No one's kind of ever really done this kind of content before. It was also to give back to my fans. I feel like I am maybe one of few girls that offer an actual in-life meetup as well as being able to subscribe to them online. So yeah, I just thought it was going to be quite fun.
Win.
That's going to be quite fun. You have a sick, demonic, twisted way of having fun. You sick, vile piece of crap. And this one too, looking like a demon. That shitty ass hairdo. Get these damn bitch demons out of my face. Let Joke Burden be clear. What is up with Beijing Joke Burden and that Black Gerber baby, Jean Kareen, press secretary, always saying, let me be clear. And then you got Kami Al in her damn stupid looking pantsuit, a freaking Kami pantsuit all the damn time. Well, you played out hairdo, you got a horse face. You're not laughing now, are you, horse face hyena? All 5'2" of you sick, sick dumbasses. Remember Governor, Comrade Nuisance, Newscum? Doing a video conference with this Beijing Joke Burden, saying you got to do something about this disinformation about this fire. You got to do something about all this misinformation. Remember that? Is this the real Joke Burden? Or is this one with the mask on? Huh? Is this the 8-foot-tall version? Which one is this? Huh? Yeah, I'm in no mood for these evil bastards after all the footage I've seen, the LA fires and all this other crap. Let's take a look at it. Let me be clear. You're going to get $770. To the Comedy 49ians, huh? Huh? We're gonna give you a one-time payment of $770 for your fucking homes being burned down, just like they did in Helene, right? Western North Carolina, right? Right? What a slap in the face. What a slap in the face. Look at this. Look at this. So you can buy water. You can buy water. I thought you had a water over there in Comedy 498. You can buy water.
We're not waiting until those fires are over to start helping the victims.
You already started. You started the fires.
And I want to be clear, we're not waiting until those fires are over to start helping the victims. We're getting them help right now, as you all know. People impacted by these fires are going to receive one-time payment of $770, one-time payment, so they can quickly purchase things like water, baby formula, and prescriptions. So far, nearly 6,000 survivors have registered.
I mean, what a joke. I got a question. Ooh, Mr. Carter. Yes, Vinny Barbarino. Yes, Mr. Carter. I got a question.
I got a question. What stores are they going to be buying this at? Is this store still standing selling water and food, Mr. Carter? Just like in Western North Carolina, they got $750 to go buy things. Where were the stores in North Carolina? I got to know. I got to watch Welcome Back Carter again. I can't do the Vinny. What? Remember Vinny, whenever they, Mr. Carter would call on Vinny, and Vinny would be like, out to lunch. He'd be like, Vinny Barbarino. What? Who? How are you buying anything in a ravaged area? It looks like fucking hell on earth over there. What a friggin' joke. That's why I call you, you're not Joe Biden, you're Joke Burden. A burden on society, a burden on the world. $770. You hear that, California? You got $770 to spend on baby formula and water and food. So you just run up to the store now, go up to your A&P or your Kroger, whatever you have over there in that neck of the woods, and go grab up some vittles on Beijing Joke Burden. $770 worth. You ain't got any stores there. Everything's burned down in those neck of the woods. 60-something square... Probably it was 68 square miles burned as of yesterday, up from 23 or 24 square miles the night before. What is it now, 100? 100 square, a whole county, I mean, the size of a county, burnt up.
There's no stores there. There's no homes. There's no businesses. Where are you buying? They're going to hop on Amazon and have it delivered to their friggin' charred car or wherever they're staying at? What a fucking joke. I am so sick of these deals. I saw your comments in the comment section. I don't have time to read over them tonight, but they were on the up and up. I did see that we have 5 thumbs down. So when you go low, trolls, we go high here at the shock treatment. Sit and spin, trolls. That's for you. Thumbs down, clown bot, piece of crap. You. Franny from Down Under. I saw you in there. Gregor 1969. Saw you there. Truth Channel, my homeboy. My brother from another mother across the pond. I saw you there. And a couple of new ones that I haven't seen before. The comments were on the up and up, and I really do appreciate that. Appreciate, Franny, your positivity and that you're saying you're enjoying these videos. To think, I stumbled upon your channel. I think I was looking up something for a video from a video that I was going to do a couple weeks ago, and I came across your channel, and I just started checking it out, as they say in Canadian, and I said, yeah, I like it. It's pretty cool. And so now you're here. I'm digging that. Let's get into the fast read headlines, shall we? I've been wondering about the inauguration next Monday, because I know how BitChute is heavily into politics and goes out there and votes. So I know this was right up your alley, this nifty little article we got here. It's remember the photo op Trump in the dump truck? Remember after the comment by one of those libtards calling Trump supporters garbage? And so the next day you see Trump in a garbage truck. Remember that? Let me get it for you. Stand by, at any rate. All right, garbage truck from Michigan company that drove Trump, viral campaign moment to appear in inaugural parade. So expect, that's even if we have an inauguration next Tuesday, expect the dump truck, this truck, to be there. Okay? I just thought, bitch, you might be interested in it. You might be, I don't know. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, this is a good one. This is going to ruffle some BitChute feathers. Are you ready, BitChute? Get ready. This is stuff I've said in the past. Now it's an article. Somebody must be listening to TST, the shock treatment. Here we go. This article is from Gatestone Institute. It is from an institute. Gatestone Institute, International Policy Council. Blame it on the Jews. You ready to dig in? Don't get too happy yet, BitChute. Oh, I can see the links. The links left in the comments section. The comments are a-coming, aren't they? And the links... Show more comments, show more, click on that, blah, 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 link. Here's proof, link. Here it comes. To the enemies, the Jews cannot do anything right. They are hated when they are strong. They are hated when they are weak. They are hated when they are poor. They are hated when they are rich. They are hated when they win. They are hated when they lose. How this unfounded, blatantly anti-Semitic blaming of innocent Jews arose is difficult to fathom, particularly as the traditional custodians and purveyors of Judeo-Christian moral ethical precepts are, in fact, the Jews. It is their principles, the Judeo-Christian values, that underpin Western civilization. Even as the unspeakable events in Israel on October 7th, which we know Israel let happen, Israel let that happen. I did that video for an hour. I said back then, I'm going to do a one and done video. And I did. It was over an hour, showing you the footage, showing you all proof that Israel allowed that to happen. That's true. They did allow it to happen. So this here, the Gatestone Institute's not going to mention that part. But I digress. With the slaughter of more than 1,200 innocents, many onlookers held Israel and the Jews, not Hamas and Iran, or Hamas, in Iran, primarily responsible for the horror. Yeah, the world blamed Israel and not Hamas in Iran, even though Israel allowed it to happen. Frequently, the small population of Jews are held responsible for geopolitical and other events far beyond their control. Last month, Russia's President Vladimir Putin accused ethnic Jews of tearing apart Russian Orthodox Church. How this unfounded, blatantly anti-Semitic blaming of innocent Jews arose is difficult to fathom, particularly as the traditional custodians and purveyors of Judeo-Christian moral ethical precepts are, in fact, the Jews. Pictured right here, Putin speaks to the media at Igora Ski Resort in the Leningrad region on December 26, 2024. Frequently, the small population of Jews are held responsible for geopolitical and other events far beyond their control. This month, two American far-left anti-Israel groups, Code Pink and Jewish Voice for Peace, among others, actually blamed Israel for the ongoing California fires. Don't shoot the messenger. When U.S. taxes go to burning people alive in Gaza, we can't be surprised when those fires come home, Code Pink posted on Instagram. It was, in fact, Palestinians from Gaza who burned Israelis alive, including infants, that started the current conflict. If you do not want your people killed, do not start a war. Code Pink apparently receives a major portion of its funding from an American couple, Sri Lankan-born Neville Roy Singham and his wife Jody Evans, based in Shanghai. Jewish Voice for Peace is neither and appears to be a false operation. Many of its chapters were started by non-Jews. In 2019, Facebook's Transparency feature revealed that the JVP, Jewish Voice for Peace page administrator, was born in Lebanon, a fact that JVP later tried to hide. JVP reportedly ties to terrorism, has been given $490,000 by the Rockefeller Brothers Fund and $75,000 from the Tides Foundation. And then it goes on and on. It goes on how the Jews are just unfairly blamed, unjustly blamed. It's a really long article. I don't want to get into all the weeds of it, but if you want to read it, all you got to do, if you know how to spell, is type in Gatestone Institute, just as it sounds. Gatestone Institute, International Policy Council, or just type in Blame It on the Jews. For all your blaming on the Jews, leisurely reading. Now this. Listen to this.
Okay, so California's on fire, but we have like the best fire department in the world, right? We should be able to contain this, right?
I mean, we did, but the mayor cut the fire department's
those eyebrows,
budget
though.
Last year, so not enough personnel for this one.
What? Well, I mean, we don't need everybody. We just need a certain amount to spray the area with water.
Oh my God, I love that you say it. It's so funny because the state actually depleted its water reserves a couple months ago, so the firefighters literally don't have enough water to fight the fires with.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. We're in a drought, and so we depleted our water reserves? Well, at least the people that have fire insurance will be getting some money, right?
Ooh, this is awkward. Okay, don't get mad at me, but insurance companies like State Farm has not been allowing renewal of fire insurance policies since 2 months ago. It's been canceling a lot of contracts.
So let me get this straight. 2 months before the fire, the state depleted its water reserves. Insurance companies have been canceling this fire insurance policy. It's like it's Maui all over again, but it's not like the state needs to free up a whole bunch of land to open up a new smart city infrastructure, right? Because we haven't announced anything like that, did we?
The LA district might have announced plans to set up a smart city by 2028.
So it's like Maui all over again.
Yeah.
Maui all over again. It is. I thought you'd get a kick out of this one. Look at Greenland. Greenland's checking out America's ass, huh? Huh? Look at Greenland. And I guess this is Denmark. It's like, why are you looking at America like that? I don't know. I didn't check out the Danish flag, but I'm assuming that's Denmark since they have ties to Greenland. Right? So, oh, I can see the thumbs down, man. Thumbs down. You know what I said. You go low, trolls. We go high here. With your thumbs down nonsense. Fack off. True channel. Give them some symbols for me, damn it. All right. Let's look at this article right here. Oh, my God. We're going to go wonky now. Let's see. Too good to check. 56% of Greenlanders want to become Orangelanders. Orangelanders, meaning well, Trump's supposedly going to be in office. Orange man, get it? Get it? Let's see. An outfit called Patriot Polling, about whom I've never heard of Patriot Polling. Have you? Claims to have polled the people of Greenland and have concluded that 56% of them support joining the United States. By the way, none of you ever answered that question. One of you answered about the Meghan Markle, but no one answered about Canada. Oh, you said Canada isn't a country. I heard someone also mentioned that Canada is registered in Washington, D.C. Well, I heard someone say on a video today on YouTube saying that America actually owns Canada. Like, Canada never was. Was it Gregor? You said Canada's not a country? Something like that? Never was? I don't know. I heard that America always owned Canada. I never heard of that. But also, get a load of this. I hear that we're under the thumb, really, of England. Still. Like, we never got our independence. Something like that. Like the Bar Association, British. Fuck, Bar. Bar Association. I gotta look that up. Bar. What does that stand for? British something. Oh, come on. Some registry. Attorney. I guess it's British attorney. Hold on just a second. Damn it. Okay. British. I had to do some legwork. British Accreditation Registry. American lawyers and judges associated with the bar, a British accreditation registry. So I heard that we're actually, Britain actually owns the United States, but yet America owns Canada. I don't know. It's late, but allegedly a majority of Greenlanders want to become part of the U.S. So there is that. And we have another quick read headline, folks. Don't get too antsy. Los Angeles wildfires. A city in flames. A community in crisis. Well, you could have knocked me over with a feather. You don't say. a city on fire. A community in crisis. The wildfires, they sure do like dumping things on us, whether it's on for fire purposes or chemtrails. But this, when I see shit like this, I get triggered. I think of chemtrails. The wildfires in L.A. have caused catastrophic damage, claiming at least 10 lives. Are you sure about that? Are you sure about that? I don't think so. 10 lives? Seriously? Seriously? Where'd they all go to in two shakes of a lamb's tail? You see how fast that shit spread? Remember the video I showed last night? 30 minutes. It went from just starting the fire to all over the place. Remember that in 30 minutes? You're going to tell me everybody got out of there in time? Where'd they go? How'd they run fast enough? I don't think so. I think it's way higher than 10 people dead. It destroyed nearly 10,000 structures and consumed over 34,000 acres. Over 153,000 residents have been forced to evacuate, with another 166,000 under evacuation warnings. Firefighters are struggling to contain the blazes, with only 8% of the Palisades fire contained and the Eaton fire at 0%. The fires have created a public health crisis, with toxic smoke blanketing the region. Hey, Gavin Newsom, what about that carbon footprint thing? What about the environment? You're allowing this shit to happen. You and that piece of crap mayor over there, Marxist mayor, right? You're allowing this to happen. Think of all the toxins going up into the damn atmosphere. Oh, I guess that doesn't count now, right? You're going to turn a blind eye to that? And then when all this blows over, you're going to start saying that we started this, people started this, Z climate change, we have to have Z carbon footprint. Fuck off, piece of shit. Damn hypocrite, pieces of shit. You want to keep us under thumb. You want us to have the carbon footprint. You want us to have the social credit scores. Meanwhile, your asses, you blame us for destroying, causing climate change. Meanwhile, you bastards are destroying this earth. Train derailments, leaking East Palestine, numerous train derailments, food processing plants, oil refineries, etc., going up in flames, right? Burning out Maui, burning, what the hell else was it? I know it was more than just that with the direct internet. Oh, yeah. The car fires in California, Paradise Lost, Paradise, California burnt out, right? Now you got five fires going on right now, orchestrated with the directed energy weapons, but you want to blame all this on a fucking a homeless man with a flamethrower. Go feck yourself, you lying pieces of shit. We know it's you. You're allowing all this toxins to go into the air. You don't give two shits about this earth. Because if you piece of shit libtards really did, you greenies, you wouldn't be directed energy weaponizing and destroying everything. You wouldn't be doing any of this shit. I am. It's all I can do. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to press the pause button. I got some Man Cave Karaoke coming up, exclusive for Fascist Book and Instagram. And then I'm going to continue this on the other side of that when I have a tall, cool one in my hand. Because we're gonna get into this shit right here and the Civil War. Stay tuned, at any rate. Like this, the Khazarian Mafia has activated their plan for mayhem. Yes, the Khazarian Mafia. Khazarian Mafia. Mafia? There you go. They activated their plan for mayhem and destruction in the U.S. Now, some out there, don't get triggered, bitch, some out there are saying this could be to prevent Trump from getting in on the 20th. Putting it out there from taking power on the 20th, which is just 6 days away from now, because technically it is Tuesday the 14th, 2025, right? The attack on Los Angeles was directed energy weapons and UN-sponsored arsonists, and has already caused the largest fire in United States history. You can be sure this is just the beginning. This means open warfare between the United States military. Some are saying white hats. Now, I'm not a big believer in any of that, white hats and all that, but could it be open warfare between U.S. military white hats and the Khazarian Mafia owners of the mega corporations has begun? I don't know. I'm just tossing whatever. I'm tossing it out there for you, okay? I'm not a big believer in white hats, but there could be good people trying to fight the evil inside somehow. We do have whistleblowers, don't forget, right? Whistleblowers is a thing. People inside these entities, these corporations, and military, and they're whistleblowing. Remember that high Megan Kristen or something like that? She was a chemtrail whistleblower in the military. Remember that? So you have good people inside these factions, inside these entities, and when they see this something they don't like and something that's really wrong, they whistleblow. They blow the whistle. So there are, I guess, in that context and respect, white hats. But let's get to the important thing, that the LA fires pretty much is waking up a lot of people to the fact that we're being attacked, plain and simple, from the inside. We're being attacked. More people are waking up. More people are posting about this on Facebook. I even see it on social media. More people waking up than ever to realize that the enemy's within, that we're being attacked. And that's why you got these Associated Press, the AP, which is really propaganda. They're increasingly becoming under attack by people on the internet calling them out for the media saying these are wildfires. People are realizing there ain't nothing wild about this. And so when you have the Associated Press or the absurd propaganda machine insisting that these are wildfires, people are calling them out. They're saying, no, mofo, we see what you're doing now. You're doing the do. Using directed energy weapons. This is a fire in the middle of winter, seriously, even if it's California, even if it's they've been have a heat dome because it's been all weather warfare out there. Still, come on, people are waking up. People are seeing the vegetation. They're seeing the trees intact around the homes. They're seeing what the response or lack of response from the government. They're seeing people lose their everything and only handed $750. Meanwhile, you have invaders coming here catered to. People are seeing that. People are waking up to that. And so, increasingly, more and more people are not buying into these wildfires bullshit narratives.
And if this was really a wildfire, people seen the pictures, the trees would have burnt up. Trees actually would have burnt up. They would have been the first to go before big buildings and homes and stuff like that. It takes a lot to burn down a home, but a tree can go up in flames pretty quick. If this is a wildfire, the trees would have burnt first. And so people were seeing this. People were seeing the rows of trees. People were seeing this like in Maui, Paradise, the car fires, Malibu, Palisades, Los Angeles, all this. They're seeing this. They're seeing a recurrent theme. Why is this vegetation still there? Why didn't the trees burn up? And so they're not buying into this bullshit wildfire thing. And then when you see a blue car, which Matt Landman calls a psyop, I don't know, but if a blue car and a blue roofs, homes with blue roofs are not being hit, well, fires don't discriminate. Doesn't care what color your car is, doesn't care what color your home or your roof is. It's a bonfire. But if it's man-made and laser-directed, you've seen the videos, right? The lasers, for some reason that spectrum doesn't burn. Go check this stuff out. Could also mean that if you put blue on your house, it means it's telling the New World Order that you do not touch this house. Could be code. I don't know. But there's a lot of stuff that's not normal out there. There's a lot of stuff that doesn't add up, except for it does. These are not wild. These are not acts of God. These are not natural. These are not normal. None of this is normal. Our weather's not normal. Our skies are not normal. The clouds are not normal. People are not normal. These times are not normal. Nothing is. Saying a bird has a flu, saying a cow has a bird flu, it's idiocracy. It's insane. A wildfire that burns bridges but doesn't burn the shrubs around it. Yeah, okay. It's called directed energy weapons, and people are waking up to this more and more. Then, of course, we have multiple reports of illegal, well, let's call them invaders, with UN-issued debit cards. UN-issued debit cards. The invaders. We have these invaders that have UN-issued debit cards carrying out arson attacks. Now, tossing in people for the optics, for the news, starting fires, it tends to serve to work to throw the average Joe off. Because when someone like you or me says, hey, wait a minute, mofo, it's the government doing this, it's the military doing this, it's directed energy weapons, the average Joe will come back and say, you're insane. It's the arsonist. I saw it on TV. It's the homeless man with the flamethrower. See what they're doing? Do you see what they're doing? And homeless man, since when does a homeless man have a flamethrower? How does that burn down an entire city practically? It's insane. That's stupid. And as luck would have it, you have places like Maui, Acapulco, and other places that have experienced attacks recently. I believe Maui is supposed to be a smart city, right? I mentioned Acapulco because they steered that hurricane straight up where all the hotels were and everything, just blowing them out, destroying it. I did a video on that, I think a year ago or 2 years. When Acapulco, when they steered that hurricane to destroy it. It hit quite a few tourist areas. Even one over there, I did a video on Spain. I just can't remember where it was exactly. And then you have smart cities being planned, where they're destroying more often than not. Then they're building apartments, like over there in LA, right? Is that what they're doing? They're building, Comrade Nuisance is gonna build apartments or have apartments built in these disastered areas, right, where all these mansions, all these businesses, and all this stuff has been destroyed with their weaponry. Apartments. Do you own apartments or do you rent? You rent. You don't own an apartment. You rent it. If you're allowed to be alive by 2030. Clown Slob says you'll own nothing, which means you rent. You'll rent your apartment. You'll not be owning a home. You'll not have a car, Sam I Am. You'll be renting your clothes. You'll be renting the shoes. You'll be renting everything. Just like Aaron's rent a center, right? Aaron's rent a center, rent a TV, rent a stereo. You'll rent. Apartments are going up instead of homes. These people are given $770. I'm not talking about the helly weird celebrities. I'm sure they are well taken care of. I'm sure their insurance has not been canceled. But for the plebeian, they're going to be handed $770. It's useless. They're without a home. Their insurance has been canceled several months before this happened. The water was just, it's just not there. It's just not there. There's no water. We ran out of water. The hydrants have no water. It's not normal. None of this is, except for the fact that it is, if you look at it through the New World Order lens. That's what this is. And it's not Agenda 2030, it's Agenda 2025. By the end of this year, they pretty much want mission accomplished, including depopulation. Most of us gone. How's it make you feel? Are you feeling warm and fuzzy inside? Well, take heart. Because it ain't over till it's over. So who benefits? The meat puppet politicians. The New World Order politicians. For the time being, anyway. Comrade new scum. You might think you're benefiting from this now. You and your ilk. But don't worry. When New World Order's done with you, you useless tool, they'll be done with you. You understand that? You're a tool. Just like the rest of you. Libtarded, rhino, piece of crap New World Order politicians. Once the New World Order is done with you, they're going to show you that they're done with you. You're not going to the so-called victory party, which there won't be a victory for New World Order, but I'm just saying. You're not in the club. You might think you are, you might feel like you are, but you're not. These are the entities that's stand to gain from all this. BlackRock, State Street, all these bastards right here, even Mick Ultra, Yabuski's, Airbnb, all this. And probably more. These are the ones that are sponsoring Smart LA 2028. These corporations. Including P&G, Cisco, food corporation. They're down for Smart LA 2028, so they're in on us. They know. Now, word has it that the forensic trail of the ultimate owners of these corporations will lead you to the Octagon Group in Switzerland. I've never heard of them. That's word out of the street. Right? The forensic trail of the ultimate owners of these corporations I just showed you will take you to the Octagon Group in Switzerland. I didn't stutter. These bastards have been running this world for millennia. Millennia? Millenniums? Millennias. Thousands and thousands of years they've been running this world. Thousands, okay? And they're not going to go quietly into the night. All right, so don't expect them to. Can't vote your way out of this either. Regardless, they've announced their plans for smart cities in Austin, Boston, Charlotte, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Denver, New York, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, San Jose, Seattle, and Washington, D.C., just for starters. As the Khazarian Mafia's track record shows, they have been using directed energy weapons and arson to clear people out of areas they plan to build in. How do you build back better? Do you remember that? Do you remember Beijing Joe Biden? When he ran in 2020, there was no malarkey. What's on the side of his bus? No malarkey. That's like a 1960s phrase. What year was he in? Nobody identified with that. Nobody. He had zero support, basically. But when he changed it to Build Back Better, which is 666, which is the UN slogan, which is New World Order, all of a sudden, he became extremely popular. All of a sudden, he got so-called elected, Beijing Joe Biden, Joe Burden, right? Build back better. Well, how do you build it back better? You can't build it back unless you demolish it, and that's what they're doing. They're destroying everything to build it back New World Order style. To track you, to put us in stack them and pack them cities, 15-minute cities, to social credit score our asses, right? So they think. To ration out this, to ration out this, to ration out that. To say to you, hey, you little peon there, you can't turn your thermostat in the winter up to 74. We're going to cap you at 65. Put on a sweater, damn it. And that sweater, you rented it. Peon. Don't forget the Khazarian Mafia has millions upon millions. Some say 10 million military-aged invaders here in the United States. I caught information a couple years ago, said 40 million. That was back then. Notice how you don't hear about them crossing over the border anymore. That's phased out, right? We don't hear about that, even though they're still crossing the border. Notice you don't hear about the drones anymore. Yet drones are still there. I'm sure they are. They keep moving. They keep introducing new shiny objects to the sheeple, hoping you'll forget, hoping we have a attention span of goldfish and the memory of one. But what they fail to remember, the New World Order, is that there's people like me and people like you out there that are keeping our eyes on everything. The open border, the drone situation, the bird scam, flu scamdemic, everything. And we see that they have a lot of irons in the New World Order fire, right? So don't forget that all these invaders, the millions of them here, the millions of them in Europe, they're waiting. They're waiting to get the marching orders. They've been deposited in strategic places of the country. Remember Beijing, Joe Burden flew them in the middle of the night to different areas of the country, right? Cities and stuff like that. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And weapon stashes have been prepared for them. You remember how Antifa and BLM, they will go riot in a city, but just before they get there, there'll be like pallets of bricks and things like that dropped off in strategic areas of the city for them to use and throw at cops and throw at businesses and break windows and loot and pillage and plunder. Remember that? Same thing with these invaders, except their weapons stash are just that, weapons, like they're not bricks, right? And don't forget those containers appearing at ports around the United States, possibly containing weapons and mercenary soldiers. I even showed you those containers a couple years ago when the ports were closed or throttled, and the container ships were out at sea, and there was speculation, but there were also video proof that they could have been, when I say video proof, or computerized, but how it, logically they could have been missile attacks waiting at sea. Don't put it past to anything. That's all I got to say. They want us 2025. They want us Georgia Guidestone. They want us Deagle.com this fucking year. What part does any of that not get? You fucking trolls with your thumbs down. Fack off, you piece of crap. You useless eaters. You damn bots. You sick, you pieces of shit. Elon Musk. Why does the mainstream go after George Soros? That's a real threat to society. Open society. Open borders. No country is a country. Open borders. That's all George Soros is about. Destroying things. It's a New World Order piece of crap. They don't talk about George Soros. I think OAN does. Yeah. Didn't hang the bastards. You didn't hang him high the first time, right? That's why they're trying to go over the bird flu again. Because, why not? They weren't Gitmo'd. They weren't Nuremberg'd. They weren't anything. That's why they think they could dust off Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci and the Center for Disease Creation and say there's a bird flu and cull all our chickens and cause eggs to go sky high. And they want meat to go to beef to go to $30 a pound and eggs at $9 a dozen. You down with that? That's what they're doing, destroying everything and trying to price us out of our food. Burn you out of your homes, these pieces of crap. Has the Civil War gone hot? Kind of looks like it has. Only it's still asymmetrical. It's still lopsided. They're still trying to get a rise out of people. I'm going to stop it right there because it's very late. I got to put this together. Don't expect any long videos for the next couple days. These things are exhausting. I'm giving my schedule as it is. But I had to do it. But I'll be checking in with you tomorrow night on a short video, okay? Don't worry. Everything's going to be all right. Just live day by day. Stay stocked up. Stay prayed up. Just remember, God's in control. God says his appointed man wants to die. Appointed, meaning he appoints it when you pass away. Not them. Not these evil bastards. As a matter of fact, laugh at them. Is that all you got? We see you. We see you. We see what you're doing. You're burning everything down. And we're going to spread the information. We're going to let everyone else know what you're doing, New World Order. So what I have to say to you is tag your it. Let your peeps on your end know what's up. Tell them that we're under attack. And they're not held accountable because, well, you see that meme right there. We'll see what they got in store between now and January 20th. Don't be a troll out there. Don't act a fool. Keep your head screwed on straight. Remain calm. And prepare accordingly. Get stocked up. Get prayed up. All right? That's what I got for you.
Be a weirdo out there. Don't be a troll. If you see a troll, say something. Stuff that in your truth pipe and smoke it. Make way. Because the current must flow if you listen to this.
You are the resistance.
Sweet dreams.